Welcome, this is Kathleen. This is Temple Mount Vayera. Vayera is the Parsha reading for this week of the first week of November 2015, and it's taken from the first verse of Genesis 18:1. The Lord appeared to him. Vayera, the Lord appeared or revealed himself to him. So I propose to you that the Lord is going to reveal himself. I suggest that you read this section, Genesis 18 through Genesis 22. It has the greatest amount of angelic visitations, and it also deals with some profound principles as God is revealing himself to mankind through Abraham. It means the Lord appeared to Abraham concerning the future and God's destiny for the children of Abraham, and how it's tied up into his Zarah, his seed line. Now, Abraham has three visitors come, and he bows and worships to them and prepares food for them. And they ask him, these three visitors, whom Abraham calls lords, "What's your wife doing?" And they said, "Tell her to come out. The Lord is doing what is just and right." They say to him, "In order that the Lord may bring about for Abraham what he has promised." What is that? That Sarah will have a child by the time next year. And Sarah hears in the tent and laughs. And then she's bid to come out. And they said, "Why did you laugh?" She said, "Oh, I didn't laugh." He said, "Surely you laughed." And that's the name of the child, Isaac. He laughs. Of Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, all of these four, three of them had their names changed in the process of their life, except Isaac. Isaac's name was given to him by the Lord. And it is also believed by the Orthodox. We as completed, whole, Hebraic, whatever you want to call those, believe in the entire counsel of the Genesis through Revelation, that one of the angels was the Lord God before he became flesh, took on human form. And the promise was that Abraham had a son at 99, almost 100, and Sarah, who was 10 years younger than him, bore him a son after being barren all her life. After this visitation by these angels, two of the angels went down to Sodom to see what was going on there. They came into the city of Sodom and ran into Lot, and Lot compelled them to come into his house because of the wickedness of the people in the city. And while they were in the house with Lot and his daughters and his wife, the people of the city came and wanted to have Lot deliver the angels into their hand, that they might rape them, that they might know them. And Lot said, "No, no, don't do this. Take my daughters instead." And the citizens of Sodom were blinded. And the angels told Lot and his wife and daughters, "Get out of here. Flee for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the hills, lest you be swept away." Therefore, these two angels annihilated those cities in the entire plain, and all the inhabitants of the city and the vegetation of the ground. Lot's wife looked back, and she thereupon turned into a pillar of salt. Abraham looked from afar off. As the story proceeds, Lot and his two daughters went and hid in a cave. They lived in a cave, and they thought they were the only people left on earth. Therefore, the older one came to the younger and said, "Look, our father's old, and there's not a man on earth to consort with us in the way of all the world. Let's make our father drink wine and let us lie with him, that we may maintain life through our father." That night they made their father drink wine, and the older one went in and lay with her father. He did not know when she lay down or when she rose. And the next day the older one said to the younger, "See, I lay with father last night. Let us make him drink wine tonight alone also, and you go and lie with him, that we may maintain life through our father." And that night also they made their father drink wine, and the younger one went and lay with him. He did not know when she lay down or when she arose. And the two daughters of Lot came to be with child by their father. The older one had a son named Moab. He is the father of the Moabites of today. And the younger one also bore a son, and she called him Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the Ammonites of today. This is important. This is very important. The Ammonites and the Moabites are in the land of present-day Jordan, along with the Edomites, who are the descendants of Esau, Jacob's twin brother. This is a very important. This will be very important in that latter part. I'm laying the foundation now for what is going on today. The issue, the long-term issue between the family feud that's happening now in the Middle East. Let us proceed to Genesis 21, where Sarah has the promised son Isaac, and then Genesis 22, where the story proceeds with the weaning, usually customarily around 3 years old, of Isaac, and the tension between Hagar, Ishmael, and between Sarah and Isaac. And Sarah counsels her husband to put Hagar and Ishmael out of the camp. Abraham sends away Ishmael and his mother Hagar with a bottle of water and some bread. They are wandering around in the wilderness near Beersheba, and the water was gone, and the child was about to die. Hagar stands a bow shot away from the child, weeping, saying, "Let me not look on the child as he dies." And God heard the cry of the boy, and an angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said, "What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heeded the cry of the boy where he is. Come and lift the boy up and hold him by the hand, for I will make a great nation of him." And then the boy grew up and became a great nation. There were 12. He had 12 sons that became nations. All right. The prophecy over Ishmael is he will be a great nation. They will have 12 nations. 12 sons will come out of him. These are many of the tribal people. Kedar, I believe, is one in the Middle East today. But he did not say that he would inherit the land that God promised to Abraham. The land was promised. The prophecy was, "I will give you this land." The prophecy, the covenant that God made with Isaac. Isaac was the son of promise. Now, Isaac was the son of promise literally because the Messiah was going to come through his bloodline, of the bloodline of Isaac. Then the story progresses in Genesis 22, in which the scriptures state that God tested Abraham to go and take his only son and offer him up as a burnt offering sacrifice on the mountain Moriah. Abraham did, and he was about to slaughter Isaac when the angel of the Lord stopped him, and there was a ram in the thickets, and Abraham said, called God's name Jehovah Jireh, "God will provide. God will provide the Passover lamb for our sins that will inherit the land that was promised to Abraham." Now, in the books of the law, it states that God himself owns that land, and he put the descendants of Israel over the land as stewards to become a nation that would show the other nations who he was. His judgments, statutes, and precepts to teach and instruct them, because the other nations were basically idolatrous. So the land really doesn't belong to Isaac. It belongs to God. And God is going to set his prince over that land. The law shall go out of forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. That has not yet happened. The problem is that in Islam, the Quran teaches that Ishmael went up to Mount Moriah, and Abraham offered up Ishmael and was delivered. And there's a twisting here between the half-brothers that the enemy is using to cause conflict. Why is this an issue? All right. The descent over the person that owns the Temple Mount, the keys to the Temple Mount, is a descendant, King Abdullah of Jordan, of the Hashemite kingdom, a direct descendant of Muhammad. So he is over the ancient land of Ammon, Moab, and the Edomites. And he has control. These people have control. Therefore, they believe that the entire Temple Mount is theirs. This last week, as we moved into this Parsha reading, UNESCO has determined that the Temple Mount will be a World Heritage Site under the United Nations. They're claiming it for them, and that the Jews cannot go up there. And then Rabbi Yehuda Glick was shot last week, several days ago, four times, a year after he had been shot going up to the Temple Mount to pray. Who is this Rabbi Yehuda Glick? He's the head of the Temple Institute to rebuild the Third Temple, of course, on the Temple Mount. So this is about Mount Moriah and the burnt offering. This is going to become the burnt offering. Al-Quds, which means Jerusalem in Arabic, all the Muslim countries have Al-Quds, their sites on Al-Quds. This will be the forging Al-Quds forces out of Hezbollah. Working with Hezbollah and Syria, come from Iran. They're the elite Iranian forces. Al-Quds is their ultimate, their sites are on Jerusalem. All the Muslims will be forged to look at Jerusalem because this is an ancient issue over the inheritance. And evidently, when Hagar was put out with just water and bread and became these 12 nations came from her, it was not a land inheritance. And there were some laws according to slaves. If they were put out, they had, even if there was a firstborn was entitled to the inheritance, he didn't have any part of it, because he was set free from the slavery status. She was a concubine. Sarah was married to Abraham. And the angels told him that Isaac was the son of promise, through whom the Messiah would come, reign on the day, King David, which is another interesting thing, because, and we're going to look at the Moabites and the Edomites very briefly. But out of Moab's seed line came Ruth, who was a grandmother for King David. So all of this plays into the prophecies over the Ammonites and the Moabites in the last days, which we'll just look at briefly so you can have an understanding. You can do further studies on this if you like. This is just a broad brush overview. The Edomites. And we will call this, let's review, the ancient places of residence for the Edomites, Ammonites, and Moabites is the current-day modern Jordan. Obadiah, the vision of Obadiah, thus says the Lord God concerning Edom. We've heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made you small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you that dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high. It says in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Thou, though exalt yourself as an eagle, And though you set your nest among the stars, hence will I bring you down, says the Lord. If these came to you, if robbers by night, how are you cut off? Would they have not stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some grapes? How are these things of Esau searched out? How are hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought you even to the border. The men that were at peace with you have deceived you and prevailed against you. They that eat your bread have laid a wound under you. There is none understanding in him. Shall I not in that day, says the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And your mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For your violence against your brother Jacob shall come and cover you, and you shall be cut off forever in that day that you stood on the other side, and the day that strangers carried away captive his forces and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem. Even you were one of them, but you should have not looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither should you have noticed over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither should you have spoken proudly in the day of his distress. You should have not entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, you should have not looked on their affliction in the day of their crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither should you have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As you have done, it shall be done unto you. Your reward shall be turned on your own head. For as you've drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall the heathen drink continually. Yea, shall they drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall kindle in him and devour him, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau. For the Lord has spoken it, and they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain of the Philistines, and they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. And the captivity of this host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zarephath, and the captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the south. And Savior shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the mount of Esau, and the kingdoms shall be the Lord's. Now, roughly 2 weeks ago from this day, November 1st, 2015, Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu tried to meet with the king of Jordan down in Eilat, and he refused to do so and has turned against Israel. Now, according to word of mouth inside sources who have family in Jordan, ISIS is at the palace doors of King Abdullah. And if King Abdullah goes down, that whole kingdom is going down under ISIS. But let's have a look at Isaiah 34. Come near, you nations, hear and hearken, you people. Let the earth hear and all that is therein, the world and all things that come from it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all the nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has delivered them to slaughter. Their slain shall also be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and all the mountains shall be melted with their blood, and all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down, as the leaf falleth off the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Edom. And upon the blood of my curse to judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, which is in Jordan, and a great slaughter in the land of Idumea, which is in Jordan. And the unicorn shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust shall be made fat with fatness, for it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompense for the controversy of Zion. It is the year of Jubilee, where all the slaves are set free and the land goes back to those who are the owner. Who owns it? God, the creator of heaven. And he says, who will steward it? And the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone. And the land thereof shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night or day. The smoke thereof shall go up forever from generation to generation. It shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever. But the cormorant and the bittern shall possess it. The owl also and the raven shall dwell in it. And he shall stretch out upon it the line of confusion and the stones of emptiness. And they shall call the nobles thereof to the kingdom, and none shall be there. And all her princes shall be nothing. And thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof. And it shall be a habitation of dragons and a court for owls. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the wild beasts of the islands. And the satyr shall cry to his fellow. The screech owl also shall rest there and find for herself a place of rest. There shall the great owl make her nest and lay and hatch and gather in her shadow. There shall the vultures also shall be gathered, every one with her mate. Seek you out the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate, for my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them, and he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it unto them by the line. They shall possess it forever from generation to generation shall they dwell therein. Amen. Even so, we see the word of the Lord unscrolling in these days.